Getting back to the melacha of kareya, tearing on Shabbos. Okay, so basically we discussed a few things. One thing is very important, that a knot that stays for longer than 24 hours is considered a permanent knot in that respect. So even like we learned, even though if you tie your shoe and you make a knot and then a bow, not a double knot, a single knot, but if you're planning to leave it for more than 24 hours, according to many opinions, it's still rabbinically forbidden to do such a tying on Shabbos. And soon we'll learn about the dinim of untying, which is the opposite of tying, but whatever you're not allowed to tie, you're not allowed to untie. Whatever you're not allowed to untie, you're not allowed to tie. Okay, so bottom line is a double knot, doesn't matter how long it's going to stay, is considered permanent knot. Now, if somebody, this thing we didn't talk about yet, I don't know why. If somebody takes a single strand, until now we're learning, you take two sides of a shoelace and you tie them together. What happens is somebody takes one piece of string and just ties a knot in it. So then even a single knot, as we know, a single knot is very tight. So that would be forbidden, even a single knot, no matter how long it stays, because it's in one string. Okay, any knot that people sometimes leave permanently, okay, but... again, you can tie your shoes less than 24 hours. You're allowed to make a tie. It's interesting. They have a whole discussion here about ties. But barely you're allowed to make a tie on Shabbos. But they write like this. Sometimes there's two ways of making a tie. Okay, I'm not going to show you now. But sometimes you pull out the thing, pull it out. So even though you loosen the tie, but there's still a knot remaining. And sometimes, depending how you make the knot and the tie, a double thing or a single thing, a Windsor knot, whatever you call it. So that's worse, according to, there are opinions, but leper l'aloch, we don't pass like that. But there are opinions that say that if you take out the knot, pull out the tie, okay, sometimes you just pull it out, the whole thing disintegrates, so to speak. But sometimes the knot still remains. That's more strict than the other way, because it's still remaining as a knot. But again, that lapel doesn't matter. Okay, both we said, single, oh, now some parts can write like this. What happens if you make in your shoe, let's say you make a single knot, and not a bow, but just a single knot. And then you take the laces and you tuck them into the shoe. Now the reason why a single knot on a shoelace, let's say, is because in 2 seconds it comes apart. But if you tuck it in, this is what they write, if you tuck it in, you know, you tie a bow, and then you take the shoelaces and tuck them into the shoe, so then that is called a more permanent knot, because that won't necessarily open right away. So that then applies to 24 hours, more than 24 hours, less than 24 hours, all those types of things.
And you said for the groom, that's what they do.
No, they don't have any knots.
No.
Not even a single knot. They just told you, to put around the gartel, and they don't make a knot. This is considered a knot, what you do, right? It's a knot. Single knot is not a big deal. No, you tuck it in, like this, a few times, and it holds. Till after the chuppah it holds. The guy's not dancing during the chuppah, so it's not a problem. Okay. Now, what happens if somebody has a loose double knot? We said many times, we mentioned this briefly yesterday. You have a coat, and you have a knot, and you tie a double, the belt and the coat, so you tie a loose double knot, so then it's not a problem. I'll tell you where else there's another issue with the same thing. Sometimes people wear, in New York they do it, I haven't seen it here. In New York, they'll wear a handkerchief around the neck. Okay? So, halachically, it's a scarf. What's so funny?
There's one knot under the chuppah.
There's one knot under the chuppah. And I told you, I was told 45 years ago, after my Kabbalah's Panim, before I went to the chuppah, there was a very chassidic shrid. I got married in New York, in Crown Heights, but it was a very chassidic by the name of Rabbi Avram Mayor, Rabbi Avram Drizin. And he was very close with my father. He was at my wedding. So he came over to me. He said to me that Reb Hillel Zolzisson, he told me in Yiddish, he said, you should know that Reb Hillel Potter said that a chosin going to the chuppah is like the Kohen Gadol going into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Holy of Holies on Yom Kippur. And Reb Hillel added, when Sashod Mikitis up a kind in the hand, it's a shame it's given over to a kid. In other words, it's going into the Kohen Gadol and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, because there's nothing holier. The holiest time, place, and person, you know? And it's a shame that it's given over to a little kid in the chuppah to have that thing. Anyway, so when they tie a handkerchief, now you have to be careful because you have to tie it, otherwise it's going to fall off. Okay, so what you need to do is you're going to tie a double knot. So it's very thin material, so you might end up with a tight double knot. So either you just have to tie it, you know, once, or even with a bolt, so to speak, then you're taking off that day, or you have to make sure that it's a very loose double knot and shouldn't become a tight double knot.
How about a tie? If a tie is not tight, is it carrying just like that?
Is a tie like that carrying? Very good question. The answer is, if people wear the ties like that, many times you see in the street, people do walk with a tie undone. So, you know, everybody creates their own styles today. So if the way of wearing it, I'll give you an example. You're allowed to wear a talis in the street on Shabbos, correct? But you know, like you put the talis over your shoulder in the morning before you put it on to check the tzitzis. You can't wear a talis like that in the street on Shabbos. And somebody will go out with the talis over the shoulder, like before they wrap it on them, that you're not allowed, because that's not the normal way of wearing it. But Lamashal, if somebody wears a jacket and it's hot, and they wear the jacket over the shoulders, they don't put their hands into the sleeves, they just wear it over the shoulders. So that says an aloha you're allowed to, because people do wear jackets that way when it's hot. Go to New York in the summer, when it's hot and humid, nowadays nobody wears any clothes. But when people dressed, people used to dress, so then people would walk in the street with a jacket over the shoulders. So that's called normal way of carrying it. What? If you wear it like a scarf.
Yeah, like a scarf would also be fine.
Because a scarf is why it doesn't just be called it, just because it's a talis, you're wearing it as a scarf.
Yeah.
Same thing with a towel. Somebody wants to go to mikveh and they need to take their own towel. Yeah. So how do you if there's no air, how do you carry the towel? Either you wear it around the neck as a scarf, or you tie it around your waist. But again, a towel is very thick, so a double knot in a towel is not going to be considered like a knot. It's nothing. You have to be careful if you're wearing it as a gartel. If you have another gartel, you can't wear that gartel. You can't have two gartels in the same clothing. But that's a separate issue. Okay. Now, there's a very interesting din, by the way, that comes up. We're going to get there now, but let me just say an interesting din. And that is, sometimes you tie kids normal tying of the shoes, yeah? And they're running around all over the place, and their shoes end up in a tight knot. You know what I mean? Now, sometimes it's tight, the kid can't even take off the shoe. So we're going to learn, in certain cases of necessity, like such a case, if you could take it out with one hand, you're allowed to do it, because the fact that you can take out the knot with one hand shows it's not a really strong knot. But I tell you something, you have another issue. Sometimes, I'll give you an example. Let's say the bakery sends for shalosh shudis 40 challis in a bag. Yeah? Now, sometimes they close the bag with a tie, like we discussed the other day. But what happens if they knot the bag? Sometimes they not only knot the bag once, they knot it twice. Otherwise, it's not going to hold. So now you have a big bag of challah. It's going to be a small bag of challah. It doesn't matter, right? But it's tied, and now you want to get to the challah on Shabbos. So are you allowed to undo that knot? So the best thing is, halacha says, rather than undo the knot, rip the bag or cut the bag. Just make sure you don't cut letters. That's it. But halachically, it would be better to cut the bag to destroy it, which is not a problem for food, rather than taking out a double knot of the bread or any other food which is packaged like that. Yeah, so I'm saying you can technically, halacha is this coming, but you could take a scissors and cut the shoelace, but the problem with that is then you're just stuck without a shoelace. How are you going to tie the shoe again? What? Cut it?
Yeah,
because you're destroying it.
You're allowed to destroy even not for food?
Yeah, if you need it for Shabbos.
If you need it for Shabbos.
Yeah, yeah, if you need it for Shabbos, even if it's not food. For instance, if somebody needs a Band-Aid, okay, and the Band-Aid is in, so a lot of times it's not really sealed. It's just, you know, just it really is open. You just unfold the top and you pull out the Band-Aid. But what happens is a scenario that you have a gauze or you have a Band-Aid that you need, and how are you supposed to take it out? So then you're allowed to take a scissors, you're allowed to cut it on Shabbos as long as you don't tear letters. Because it's not only food. Destroying things, if you need it for Shabbos, then you're allowed to do it. Not stam, for no reason, if you need it. There's a reason why you need it.
Why can't I consider that for the sake of using, for construction, sake of playing it? You're using it, you're cutting, you're destroying it, like, just like a plate, if you are angry and you break it.
One second. You're ripping the thing because you want the gauze,
right.
But you're not ripping the gauze. You're destroying the bag that the gauze is in. I'm calling it the bag, right?
It's in the gauze itself. If you want to cut the gauze, because it's too long.
No, then you can't cut the size on Shabbos. That's a different din of cutting. You can't cut anything to size on Shabbos. I'm saying you're not destroying the gauze, you're destroying the bag. So destroying the bag, you're destroying the bag. You're not going to use it. You can't use it again. You have the same thing. Many, you can have the cereals, box of matzah, okay? So let's say you have a new bag of matzah. So normally when you open it, it's glued on top, and you pick it up and you know, with your finger, whatever, you cut it open. You can't do that on Shabbos, because you're not destroying the box. You're just ungluing what was glued. So you're not destroying it. The box doesn't become destroyed. Same thing, box of cereal. So how are you supposed to open a new box of matzah or box of cereal? So it says, b'chal, you know, if you know you're going to need it, just make sure you open it before Shabbos. But then what you actually could do, according to many opinions, not everybody says you could do this, but you could take a knife and cut open the whole cover.
Not cutting letters.
No, you can't cut letters, I'm saying. But you have to cut, if this would be it, if this is the box.
Well, there's a box.
So you just cut it open like this. So then you're destroying it. The other way, you're not destroying it.
You have to destroy it for eating?
No, if you want to use it, but you have a bag of potato chips. Yeah, we have somebody in Shul that eats a lot of chips. Okay? Baruch Hashem.
He's on tape now.
That's right, I didn't say who. Anyway, so the potato chips is glued on top. Now, normally during the week, how do you open the bag? You pull it apart. Okay, when you pull it apart, all you're doing is separating those two glued pieces together. You're not destroying the bag. The bag is the full bag like it was before they put the food in. So that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. Because you're not destroying the bag. Now, what you could do is rip it. Again, without cutting letters, or cut it with, you know. But you can't do it, so destroying it is only allowed if you're destroying it and it's something that's needed on Shabbos.
Yeah, there are some bags that you open the top and under it is a ziplock to tie it. So, can you open that ziplock?
That is a big shiloh because, again, that's not destroying the bag.
Right.
That's a big problem, you can't do it.